Well, as the Morrison government navigates a flood of criticism over its India travel ban and faces court battles to have it declared unconstitutional, it's not just those stranded in India who are desperate for a change of Australian government policy. There are also thousands of Indian visitors currently in Australia trying to avoid returning to India, where COVID-19 cases have surged past 21 million and the official death toll has raced beyond 230,000. The hoped-for peak this week is elusive. Community advocates here are now calling on the federal government to automatically extend the visas of visitors from India while its travails persist. Jane Lee reports.
Hello.
Hi, Meena. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
75-year-old Wanlata Bin Patak is speaking to me in her native Gujarati with the help of her daughter-in-law, Meena, from their home in Brisbane. Wanlata Bin arrived in Australia to visit her son's family in February 2020, just as COVID-19 was starting to reach Australia's shores.
Australia, after my husband passed away, I was alone there and that's why I'm here.
She's been watching the devastating toll the pandemic has taken on her home country ever since.
I receive phone calls from my friends and they update me on what is happening there and sometimes watch news here. I feel sad when I saw that.
Two of her relatives have already died from COVID-19. Many others have been admitted to hospital and a number of her close friends have died within the last 3 months.
She's saying, I feel very sad because two, three of my friends passed away and I would like to go there, but I can't go because of this COVID and it's very concerning.
Her family recently helped her apply for a new tourist visa to extend her stay in Australia for at least another year.
She's saying, no, I don't want to go back. I like it here and I'm very scared to go back. I like it here with my son and my daughter-in-law.
What are you afraid might happen if you return to India?
She's saying I'm afraid of COVID and that's why I don't want to go back.
Wanlata Bin is one of more than 8,700 Indian citizens currently on visitor visas in Australia. Brisbane migration agent Prince Bahal has dozens of Indian clients, including students and employees who arrived for short-term business trips. None of them plan to stay this long, and none of them want to return to India in the current crisis. There are two main ways they can extend their stay. First, they can apply for a new visitor visa, but each new application comes with an additional cost.
Every time they apply for the visitor visa in Australia, it costs double or triple the amount.
Their other option is to apply for a special 408 visa, designed for people who can't return home due to COVID-19 travel restrictions. It's free to apply, but only available to those who've exhausted all other visa options. And even if you're successful, it'll only buy you another 3 months' stay, unless you can prove you can work in a critical sector like agriculture, healthcare, or aged care. These people can stay in Australia for another year. In the meantime, Prince Pahal says Australian families are taking care of the living expenses and medical bills of their relatives, who are often elderly parents.
This visa only allows them to stay here on a legal basis. That's all it does. It doesn't allow them to work. So there are a lot of people who are in financial hardship. Due to COVID, a lot of families have lost their jobs and they've got their parents here. There's a financial burden on the particular person of that family as well.
Moit Kumar, public officer at the Council for Indian Australians, says many of their members face a similar dilemma.
They are now in fear to send their parents who are elderly back to India because their visa is going to expire and they are, you know, frantically running around trying to extend their stay over here legally.
The council wants the Department of Home Affairs to automatically extend the visas of Indian citizens while their country struggles with a rampant COVID-19 outbreak. It's the same approach New Zealand took for visitor visas that were due to expire at the end of 2020.
And I think the department should recognise that and automatically, I believe, should extend it for at least a couple of months.
Migration agent Prince Pahal is cautious. He thinks it isn't realistic to automatically extend visitors' visas.
And it would be really hard for Department of Home Affairs to, you know, keep a track of all those visas which has been granted and get an automatic renewal. But as I said, manual processing would be a lot easier rather than automatic renewal.
Though it wouldn't be good for his business, migration agent Jaspal Sandhu, director of Five Water Consultants, is backing the campaign for change.
So there should be automation extension of the visa without any fees.
So it will bring good name to Australian international market.
Some of Mr. Sandhu's clients have applied for student visas so they can learn English and other skills while they're stranded here.
First of all, in the case you're going back to India in current environment, it's a very dangerous. You're risking your life. It's not recommendable to travel at all.
Deepak Pathak worries about how his mum will fare if she returns to India before it can contain its latest outbreak.
So suppose she's going to India and something happened and we are here. So I'm not going because the Australian government is not allowed to go to India. That's the problem, main. So who is care with my mother? That is the main problem.
A spokesman for the Department of Home Affairs says it's not possible to extend a visitor visa under Australian migration law. A statement provided said, temporary visa holders in Australia will need to apply for a new visa if they wish to remain in Australia. The spokesman says that the department recognises that COVID-19 travel restrictions may prevent some international visitors from leaving Australia as planned or meeting their visa conditions. He says the government would consider this when considering any future applications.
Jane Lee, our reporter there.